Here now with the news is Susan Jackson.
A man aged in his 20s has died following an assault in Kildare town last weekend. The man was found unresponsive at McGee Terrace in the early hours of Sunday morning. He was taken to Naas General Hospital after suffering head injuries. Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem examination will determine the course of their investigation. Gardaí are also continuing to appeal to anyone with information in relation to this incident to contact them. The death toll from Hurricane Melissa has risen to almost 50 after the ferocious storm devastated Caribbean islands this week. The US National Hurricane Center said flooding is expected to subside in the Bahamas, although high water could persist in Cuba, Jamaica, Haiti and the neighboring Dominican Republic. Communications and transportation access remains down in Jamaica and Cuba, and it could take several days to assess the full extent of the damage. In Haiti, the country Civil Defence Agency said the death toll there had risen to 30, with 20 people injured and another 20 missing. The family of the late Virginia Giuffre has welcomed a decision by Britain's King Charles to formally remove the titles of Prince Andrew. In a statement, her family said she had brought down a British prince with her truth and extraordinary courage. Yesterday, Buckingham Palace confirmed that Prince Andrew will also have to move out of his home at Royal Lodge on the Windsor Estate. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
After weeks of growing pressure on the royal family, yesterday evening Buckingham Palace confirmed that Prince Andrew would lose his royal titles and will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor. He must move out of the 30-room Royal Lodge on the Windsor Estate and will live in a home owned by his brother King Charles on the privately owned Sandringham Estate. It follows the publication of the posthumous memoir of Virginia Giuffre, who alleged that she had sex with the former prince on three occasions when she was a teenager after being trafficked by the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew denied the allegations. In a statement last night, the family of Virginia Giuffre said that an ordinary American girl brought down a British prince with her extraordinary courage. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Figures from the central bank indicate the average price of motor insurance rose by 9% to €623 between 2023 and 2024. The bank said the average expected cost of claims per policy increased by 3% to €397, the highest it's been since 2014. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.
The central bank said the primary cause of higher insurance premiums was an increase in the cost of claims for repairs. Damage represented 29% of costs in recent years, but that figure has now risen to 54%. The Alliance for Insurance Reform criticised the increase in premiums. It said it was adding to the cost of living crisis. Minister for State Robert Troy called on insurance companies to pass on lower costs to consumers. But the lobby group representing the industry said providers experienced persistently higher legal fees, and that was pushing up premiums.
The former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey is expected to be sentenced today at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court for defrauding people by pretending he had cancer and seeking money for treatment. His sentencing was adjourned earlier in the week after the court was told he was in hospital. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
DJ Carey, with an address at Newtown, Maynooth in County Kildare, pleaded guilty in July to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money after he falsely claimed to have cancer. The offences occurred between 2014 and 2022 and involved 13 named people, including businessman Dennis O'Brien. 10 further counts are to be taken into consideration. When his case was called on Wednesday, the court was told Carey was in hospital in Galway. The court heard he first went to hospital on Monday but had not been kept in. His defence counsel told the court he did not know why he was in hospital, but said Carey had health issues and had surgery last year for a heart condition. Judge Martin Nolan said he would sentence him today. If the hearing goes ahead, it's expected to take around an hour and a half, and it may hear victim impact evidence from some of those who gave money to Carey for his non-existent cancer treatment.
A new tax on e-liquid used in vape products will take effect from tomorrow. The so-called vape tax will apply at a rate of 50 cent per millilitre of e-liquid, excluding 23% VAT. The tax affects both vape liquid bought to refill reusable vapes and disposable vapes. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Becoming wet this morning with rain quickly spreading northeastwards across the country. The rain will clear most areas by early afternoon and be followed by sunny spells and showers. A breezy day with highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 on Irish coastal waters this morning from Slinehead to Fairhead to Roaches Point and on the Irish Sea.